You suffer from pride. Pride can bring you far away, so far away from God, because it can influence you to more committing sins. That's why it's called deadly sins. It's capable of killing your soul. So last time I spoke about pride. Tonight I'll speak about greed. Greed. I will not go on the line of from lowest to the highest, or the greatest to the lesser, but I'll just go tonight by greed. And you notice the opposite vice, the opposite virtue of it, how to counter. So to do that, just like last time, I share with you the one from our theology, for our understanding of greed in morality or in ethics. Greed, right? Greed is the common name, but sometimes you will see that not name as greed, all right? Are you with me?
Yes.
You're still okay? Okay, I'm not beginning yet. All right, God is good? All right, so greed. Greed is sometimes called, also known as avarice, or covetousness, right? It is the immoderate desire for earthly goods. So everything, created things, anything that God created, so that is that immoderate desire. And if you already, if you know classical theology and classical philosophy, especially those of you who are attending the class on spiritual warfare, you already hear the word desire. So you know already the group of angels, the choir of angels that can help defeat the opposite, which is the fallen angels. So it is the immoderate desire for earthly goods, anything created. It could be positions, it could be power, it could be beauty, it could be anything. It is a sin of excess. A sin of excess. Now, listen well. The object a person is greedy about does not need to be evil. But the issue lies in the way one regards the objects, placing inappropriate value in it. And this immoderate or inappropriate valuing of this object of greed can become the God of this person. Can become the Baal of this person, which means that whatever the object that you or I greeting about is the one directing everything we are doing. It's dictating how we behave, how we react, and what we are about to do. Greed, just like any of those deadly things, right? Remember I explained to you why they call deadly? Because they are capable of bringing us or influencing us to sin further and more. So greed can further inspire such simple actions as hoarding. Hoarding is one manifestation of greed. Because that person is incapable of detachment. Those of you in the class, you hear again this word. That is one that this choir of angels can help us. So this greed can further and inspire us to sinful actions just like that and other things. Hoarding of material things or objects, even people. Theft can influence us to commit thievery, this theft and robbery. Why? All in the name of greed. Because this greed is insatiable. It may start small, and it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. So those who suffer with greed or avarice or covetousness has a disordered desire to control things. Has a disordered desire to control people. See, greed is not just things. Remember, greed is what? Excess. Is a sin of excess, immoderate desire. Even immoderate desire to be the center. Immoderate desire to control things. Excessive desire for persons and places and everything in the created world. Greed sometimes manifests itself in that control, in that excessive control, so that the greed will sometimes say, well, this is my body, I control it, right? Greed only looks after about satisfying the sin and the desire that inappropriate and immoderate desire to have it. Remember, I started with Mama Mary. Mama Mary, on the other side, that's the vice, that's the virtue. We look always with Mama Mary, the school of Mama Mary. Mama Mary has the opposite. Mama Mary, remember, greed or covetousness or avarice is the sin or the vice. Mama Mary, on the other hand, is generous. Giving of herself totally to God without reserve. Mama Mary, in her fiat, teaches you and me what to do, what to say, when God is asking us to do something. What is that? What did Mama Mary say? I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me. That's the generosity of Mama Mary without question. When Mama Mary, when the angel Gabriel came to Mama Mary, she did not say, can you show me the next plan after this? Mama Mary did not say, what will happen to me in 10 years? Mama Mary did not ask, hey, dude, Gabriel, what will happen to me if I say yes to God's plan? She did not do that. She just said, let it be done to me. It's very interesting because the readings, the beginning of the readings this week, especially on Tuesday, is about God. God calling people. And it says, when God calls, He equips those whom He calls. That means God, when God calls you, He will provide for you. See, God did not, Mama Mary did not say to the angel, Archangel Gabriel, wait a minute, before I say yes, can you drop a contract for me, please? That if it doesn't work, I can go back? No. Mama Mary just say what? Let it be done to me. Let it be. She is filled with generosity. Not just generosity. You see, when she said yes to God's plan, she said yes in mind, body, heart, and spirit. Remember, the moment she said yes, the Holy Spirit overshadowed. And the Holy Spirit inhabits our body physically, right? Remember, the Holy Spirit becomes the spouse of Mother Mary, right? So, Mama Mary is the opposite of greed. Mama Mary said yes to God. So, the generosity overcomes the sin of greed. This virtue can involve many things. Involve donating money, can involve generosity of time, can involve generosity of resources, can involve generosity of talents in our present age. The most precious commodity said is time. So how generous am I to God? You see, when in the generosity, it's not just, it's a great way of detachment. It is a great way to detach ourselves from the things of this world. That's why Jesus said to the young man, the rich young man who approached Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew, he said, "Lord, teacher, what else can I do so that I can inherit eternal life?" And then Jesus enumerated or listed for this young man with so much love and admiration, "Do not lie, do not all these things, the Ten Commandments." And the young man said, "But teacher, I did everything already. What else should I do?" And Jesus said, "Go and sell everything you have and follow me." Of course, we do not know the rest of the story. It can go either way. But what Jesus is saying is, for as long as we are not detached to our security, we really do not belong to God. Because we are slaves of the material world. Jesus is helping this young man to trust not the wealth, the security that this wealth can provide, but God, to detach. What is it that you need to be detached from? Is it your constant questioning? Is it your doubt? Why? Follow the young man. What is it that you need to detach from? And then there's another parable. Jesus was sitting in the temple area, and people were putting all their alms, right? Rich and old. And then there was a widow who came, barely owned nothing, but she owned 2 coins. The only possession she had, the only security she had, for she knew those 2 coins will buy her lunch and dinner. 2 coins for today. And you know what she did, right? She put it in the treasury box of the temple area, showing us that you and I have a great responsibility to support the church of God. She put everything. She put the last coins, the only coins she had, the coins that would buy her lunch and supper. She put everything and surrendered all her security, all her questions of what will happen if I surrender this. Of what will happen to me tonight, she surrendered everything. Why? Because she believes he can provide. She believes he is capable of taking care of her security and her needs. My friends, generosity is not philanthropy. Philanthropy is giving excess. Generosity requires sacrifice. It must not come from our leftovers. It must come from the greatest and the best fruit of our lives. That makes generosity generous. If there is one virtue you wish to have, it's generosity. And learn it well. Learn it well from her. Always go to the school of Mama Mary. She will teach you. If you think your time is important, well, let's start there. Let us be generous with our time for God. If you're so detached with your wealth, let's go there. Generosity does not come from our surplus. Comes here, it must melt a lot from us. Generosity, that's why I always admire those who come with me. We're leaving next Friday to Guatemala Mission. I admire these people who are willing to go to the mission, forget about themselves. Because that too is generosity. My friends, God is generous. And if you believe that you come from the Lord, do you know what that means? We too must learn to be generous. And it's not an option. We too must learn it well.